Simon Aleph was getting up, Simon Beis was getting dressed, Simon Gimel begins going to the toilet. Now, the latrine is a good word here because the whole mitzias that the mechaber is working from, and really even mishabur really, is the outhouse, which is really miyuchad for going to the toilet. Nothing else, it doesn't do anything else there. And the tsoa, the feces is present, and it's like a filthy place, and it's nothing else goes on. There's no bathtub, it's not for urinating. They would urinate in the field or the bushes, perhaps. This is like a place just for that. And it's horrible. So.
Well, this was a hashpah, or what? This was
Well, you'll see, but let's say it's a place, whatever, it doesn't really matter. It's a place miyuchad for going to the toilet. An outhouse. What would you call an outhouse, okay? So, sorry?
I have that in camp.
Muggin out, Central Valley. I figured that was it.
So.
West Point.
We're not going to start with Kula so quickly, but I'm just giving you a heads up that there's like. The Matthias is a little different. Anyways, here we go. So now, Simon Aleph. Excuse me, Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber, does something that's quite unusual. He says halacha, and then he says not to do it. Look what he says. He says, Kishi kanes le beis akise, when you go into the beis akise, to the outhouse, Yomar, you should say, Hiskadu b'chubadim b'chulei, you should say this thing, whatever it means, v'achshav onagu lomro, but now we don't say it. So that's curious in its own merits, right? If he's writing a summary, halacha l'mayis, of what to do, whatever, sikum of the halachas, it's funny that this made it in. Obviously, he wants you to understand, he wants you to be mindful this inyan exists, even though it's not nogei l'mayis. So let me follow that lead and take 3 minutes to say the in and out. It's fascinating. It's a Gemara Brachas, it's a very short little sugya, and it says like this. I'll read it to you inside. Rashi says you should say this to the Malachim. A person walks around, he has malachim that escort him, and therefore he should say to them, to these malachim, wait for me outside. So that's the context, as Rosh says. So he says, his kabdu mechubadim, like, it should be your honor, kadoshim, mishar se elyon, holy things that are servants of the above, through kavod lelokei Yisrael, give kavod to Hashem, and herifu meni, let go of me, release me, ad she'ekanes, so I can go inside, ve'aseh ratzoni, do what I have to do, va'avo aleichem, and I'll be back. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, lo leime inish hachi, you shouldn't say that. Dilma, maybe what will happen is, shavkile va'azli, maybe they will taka be, they'll abandon you and not come back to you, so that's bad news. Ela leime, what you should say to them is, shamruni, instead of saying, let me go, say, stand here, but shamruni, guard me, azruni, help me, samachuni, give me assistance, himtinuli, and wait for me, please. No, I put the word please. Wait for me. Ad she'ekanes ve'etze, till I go in and come out, shekein dar, still in quotes what you should say, and this is how it's actually brought down in all tzedurim, shekein darken shalvani adam. This is what people do. This is the way of human. This is what it means to be a human being. End of the Gemara. Then we're gonna go on, after that. We're gonna talk about Brook Shamar. I show Yatzar, the next line of the Gemara. But that's all. So you see that there's this inyan that the Malachim follow us around to guard us. In the old Tzedurim, it's brought down that it's the only someone who has special Yiras Shemaim is zochah to such a thing. And then the Beis Yosef speculates because of Mechzi Kiyura, it looks like you're arrogant. Because you think you're a big Yiras Shemaim, that it fell. He speculates it fell into disuse. That's right. So it's not nogeya b'zman hazeh. There's a mishmar we'll see inside, but that's what's going on. Okay, so here it says inside Sifkan Aleph va'achshav ki ein anu machzikin liyirei Shemaim, since we don't hold ourselves to be. Have this madrega of Yiras Shemaim, Shemalachim Malavan Osanu, that the Malachim should actually stick to us like glue. Nivakshim Shiyamtinu Aleinu Ad Shenetze, that we are presumptuous enough that they're there, that we should ask them to wait for us till we come back. So since we don't know they're following us, we don't say this special tefillah, and that's the way it goes. So this is Lamaisa, not Nogair. But it's worth knowing. Now, my suggestion is the Mechaber himself wants you to know there's such a Musaf like this, that Yirei Shemayim are escorted by Malachim. There you go.
It's a good reminder also, because Yom Shabbat Yishar Asur in such a place, because you're carrying something with you or to remove it, or not to have thoughts or
whatever. That's interesting.
I would like to remind you of where you're going. You said it's a Nafdala.
Exactly. That's nice.
So you're creating it.